Track 7, more news. Drop in agency costs at Children's Service. Falling spending on temporary staff within the Children's Social Services Department of Devon's biggest council has led to a multi-million drop in agency costs. More than £3.6 million has been saved from 2023 to last year after a reduction of nearly a quarter, 23% in fact, in spending on agency staff at Devon County Council's Children's Services Department. The percentage of permanent staff in that specific service, which has been under pressure due to its inadequate Ofsted rating, has risen from half to 86% in just 2 years to 2025. Devon County Council's children's services were again rated inadequate in January 2025, having been put on that lowest rung at the start of 2020. A recent monitoring visit in November last year revealed that Ofsted had identified areas of improvement, noting that leaders know that secure, suitable homes are fundamental for young people to make progress in their lives. A range of recent developments are beginning to redress the long-standing failures to provide care leavers in Devon with suitable accommodation, a letter from Ofsted said, following the November visit. However, Ofsted noted at the time that more work is required to continue to improve recording and the quality of risk assessments and other plans related to care leavers, but acknowledged the appointment of dedicated housing advisers has helped build relationships with district housing officers as well as other providers. The data about children's services recruitment was announced as part of an update on the council's people strategy, which looks at how it is performing as an employer. At the council's cabinet meeting on Wednesday, April the 8th, members heard that the number of staff recommending it as a place to work had risen from 60% to 77% since 2022, and that those feeling satisfied or extremely satisfied with a role in the last 3 months had jumped from 60% in 2024 to 78%. It reflects very well on the senior officer leadership team, which started before the new political administration, and we are absolutely 100% behind it, he said. The permanency of workers within children's services is fantastic.
Trial work to protect railway line to begin. Trial work is about to begin in Teignmouth ahead of phase 5 of the long-running resilience programme to protect vulnerable railway lines. Engineers are due to move on to Teignmouth Beach, where they will excavate a small section of the beach to uncover a track drainage outlet. The exploratory work will test a method of pumping water from the cliffs to see if it will help to prevent landslips. If the trial works, it could form the future scheme to complete the fifth and final phase of the project overall. The work starts tomorrow, February the 17th, and is expected to last for approximately 2 weeks. The beach and coast path will remain open to the public, and the work area clearly marked by red and white barriers. Signs will be installed to warn the public to keep out of the work area as heavy machinery will be in operation. Phase 5 of the South West Rail Resilience multi-million programme covers the 1.1-mile long section of railway running along the coastline from Parsons Tunnel to Teignmouth. Network Rail said, "We are working hard to find a solution that reduces the impact on the beaches between Holcombe and Teignmouth, but still provides a high level of resilience for the railway. This includes an examination of what could be done if we leave the railway where it is. We are also working to reduce carbon and wider environmental impact." The £155 million project began after the storms in 2014 breached the seawall and coastal line, leaving the southwest cut off for several months. The first four phases are now complete, including the £82 million construction of a new seawall at Dawlish and the £37 million Dawlish to Holcombe project to stabilise the cliffs.
Firefighters in Newton Abbot have raised more than £2,000 from their annual charity car wash. The crew from Newton Abbot Fire Station raised money for the firefighters charity on Saturday, April the 4th. This year, the crew raised £2,010 for the charity, which offers specialist lifelong support for members of the UK Fire Service. A spokesperson for the station said the crews worked tirelessly from start to finish, and we'd like to thank everyone who attended. All of the proceeds will be going directly to the firefighters' charity, who will continue to do their work to support firefighters and their families during any time of need. Firefighters at the station expressed thanks to Pizza Cafe, Kimmy's Food Van and others who donated food on the day.
Market hall revamp to bring summer boost. Hopes of a bumper summer in Newton Abbot have been expressed as work on remodelling the market hall nears completion and shoppers get used to the new look Queen Street. Town councillors hope this will mark the end of 2 years of disruption. In May 2024, Teignbridge District Council and Devon County Council began implementing major changes to Queen Street, reducing vehicle access and widening the pavement for safety reasons. The controversial government-funded scheme was described as an enhancement, but concerns were raised by traders and the town council, fearing it would reduce footfall. Then, in October 2024, the historic indoor market was closed for a government-funded project to deliver a more vibrant visitor destination and improved market walk. Again, the scheme was met with apprehension, as it looked like the future of the attached Alexandra Cinema and Theatre may be susceptible to alterations. Changes were subsequently made, and now the Victorian structure is soon to reopen. Teignbridge says it has great hopes for the remodelled market hall, and we're also seeing new businesses setting up elsewhere in town, said Mayor Councillor Colin Parker. We've also a great programme of free family activities and events planned for the coming months, so I'm hopeful that we'll see a bumper summer in town, with old friends returning and new ones coming to see what's on offer. Pierre Dulatrine, NATC's Projects and Strategy Officer, said the opening of the Italian store on Queen Street, together with the arrival of other new traders and the imminent unveiling of the new market hall, sends an unambiguous message to residents, visitors and potential investors. Newton Abbot is very much open for business.
Rotary Club donates £1,000 to Food Bank. A giant cheque for £1,000 has been presented to a Newton Abbot food bank courtesy of the town's Rotary Club. Members of Rotary Newton Abbot recently handed over the cheque to That Food Bank's Jean Patterson, who is co-chair of the Buckland-based food bank. The charity said, "We're very grateful for the support we receive from Rotary throughout the year, but this is an extra special donation from one of their members. Thank you for your continued support." A small independent food bank based in Buckland, That Food Bank deals with around 2,000 referrals every year. For more information, including details about volunteering, visit That Food Bank's website.